The huge event space in the convention center is buzzing with people, partitioned off at tables offering services for the homeless. Susan Prettyman is Social Services Program Manager for Clatsop Community Action. The Social Services Agency is based in Astoria, but serves all of Clatsop County.
Project Homeless Connect was founded in San Francisco in 2005. And this is our 10th year doing it here. Clatsop Community Action has put the event on every year. And it's a kind of a one-stop shop for people experiencing homelessness or just a low-income family who needs to be connected with services. And we're just a place where people can come in and, you know, get connected with services that they need. We have the dental van here. We have immunizations, a free meal for everybody. And the bus runs for free so people can get here.
The bus is the county's municipal bus service, Sunset Empire Transportation District. They offer a free rider appreciation day every year, and they time it to coincide with Homeless Connect. Prettyman said by early afternoon, the event was already surpassing last year's count.
Yeah, so last year we had about 100, and we still have about an hour to go, and we're at about 160 already. So we've definitely seen an increase already today.
55 agencies have gathered here to help the homeless.
Red area is medical services, we have VA services, family services.
Prettyman said when homeless attendees arrive at the event, they're assigned to a guide in a yellow shirt who helps them navigate the confusing array of options.
And those guides have the menus already, so they know exactly where everything is. They've come and they've toured it, so that way they can actually help the participants even better get to their services quicker.
She said the long-term benefits for attendees can be profound, such as helping people sign up for the Oregon Health Plan, the state's low-income health coverage program. Viviana Matthews is executive director of Clatsop Community Action. She said that while Homeless Connect events are held nationwide, the Seaside event is listed on the agency's website as a memorial to a deceased local employee, Jessica McClay, who worked for Clatsop Community Action as a case manager for homeless services.
Jessica McClay was the one who brought Project Homeless Connect into Clatsop County in 2010. And then she organized pretty much the event with the committee. And then she did it twice, and then by the third time she died in a tragic accident. And then after that we decided on, you know, keeping her memory alive by just continuing doing the project.
Wanda Harris also works with Clatsop Community Action. She was stationed at a table near the exit door, talking with attendees about why they came to the event and what they might like to see next time they come. She said many are seeking housing and use the dental services van there. Some got flu shots.
One young lady was very overwhelmed by everything that was here. And then someone else who used to be an EMT in our community who is now homeless. He gave us a lot of good ideas for, you know, health and safety precautions, providing masks and gloves to people coming in who maybe have compromised immune systems. He was very aware and knowledgeable.
Harris said people have a misconception that homeless people come from somewhere else to use local services. She said that's often not so. The EMT, for example, who gave the group such good medical advice, lost his local job and housing and is now homeless. According to Clatsop Community Action, the county has over 1,400 homeless people. They comprise over 800 households, and more than 300 are children. In Seaside, I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.